Come on, lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and shout hallelujah, hallelujah. For the greatness of our Abba, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who is by the excellence of your mighty truth, Yah? Israel is made free. We are free to worship you this Shabbat. As we gather here in the bed of our great Abba, we ask that you pour out richly your Ruah upon Israel, that we may hear what our Abba commands and speaks unto us. For we need to hear from you today. Speak to us, Yahweh. By the power, the revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. For we will be intrigued by you, our precious Abba. We delight in your Torah, your truth, that makes us free to worship you in the Ruah, the spirit of your HaMashiach unto Yisrael. We shall brought you this day. We shall cleave unto you above all things. Enrich us today. Grant unto us the wisdom that is needed for this hour. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. The hope of Israel. The Redeemer of all Israel. We do pray and Israel cried. Hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, ye barach, ye can't. May Yah bless you today. Shalom. Yah barach, you may be seated. We do barach him for all things. And that is simply the fullness of our love, our heart poured out unto him. To toda Yah, to thank him for all that he has granted unto us. As he has abstained us and kept us from the powers of darkness, that our minds have not been given over unto the illusion of this hour and time, that we are drawn under the seductive schemes of the powers of hell. This world is destined for hell. It is a wicked world. It is vile. It has reduced the Torah of Yah down to a form of ritualism, where it has no strength at all, and they have cast it aside to establish their own laws that are vile, they are corrupt, and they are based upon the covetousness and the greed of man. That is why Shaul said unto the Kidushans of Ephesians, he says unto them, I have labored among you. I have poured out my Ruah in the midst of you all with great tears, with great compassion, and agony of my Ruah I have labored before you all to grant unto you the wisdom of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. He said, but I know that as I expire or when Yah removes me, then grievous woe shall rise up in the midst of the camp. And they shall seduce many, and they shall draw them away from the power of this immense, this profound truth of Almighty Yahweh, that caused a man's mind to be steadfast on him. His desire, his compassion above all things will be to please Almighty Yah. And we see this wolf that has slithered in, dressed as one, as though that he is dressed in the sheep garment or the lamb spirit of Yahshua. And it is a devious, vile thing. And it is known unto us as religion, this form of God worship. And that's all religion is. It is a form of God worship. What is a God? How is a God identified? Yahweh is much more superior than any God. No God can equate to what his honor, his power is. There is no other form of being that can be associated with the same title as Almighty Yahweh is. You cannot elevate Molech, Molcham, or Shaitan to the status of what Yah is, they all might be gods, and I have no compunction with that. But they are not of the same elevation, of the same wisdom, knowledge, and power as Almighty Yahweh. So the Spirit has crept in among us. It has seduced us, drawn us away from our commitment unto Almighty Yahweh. That we are drawn by lasciviousness and concupiscence, things that we think gratifies the flesh for the moment. And that's all it does. That's why the world continuously promotes to us these fleshly things that our minds gravitate to. They're drawn under the luring power of these things. And the pure word of Yahweh, we're not drawn by that. So the enemy is very subtle and very crafty, as he was with Adam and Shiva Eve in the beginning. He's very crafty. He's very subtle. And he knows how to draw man, because there was a seed imparted into man when he sinned against Almighty Yahweh. There was a seed of vile corruption, and it must be totally eradicated. Just a little slither of the leaven leaveth the whole lump. So we have this leaven, this natural propensity of man, that is always aggressive against the Torah. For the Torah of Yah brings us in line with His truth, what He represents, who He is, and what He commands of His house, that they must obey and that they must follow. Shaul said, I've labored, I've poured out every ounce of my strength unto you, but I know that when I am out of this place, then the grievous woe shall arise, and they shall seduce many, and they shall draw many away, and these shall be men that rise up out of the midst of you all. It is one thing that Shaitan has always done. He has always integrated the tares among the weeds, those that spy out the liberties of Yahweh's elect, and try to grab hold onto this lechem, this bread, but they cannot eat it. That's why they are dying, they are sickly, they have no strength of maturity or the truth of Almighty Yahweh in them. Now we that are the elect seed of Yisrael, those that are called and sealed by the promise of Yahshua HaMashiach, we have a Torah of power that is written in us by the hand of Almighty Yahweh, and Yahshua has come to guard the strength of the identity of the house of Yisrael. And that is how Israel is identified with the pure Torah of Yah in them. And the life of that comes alive by the witness, the truth, and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. These are not just words that are wasted. We must understand what our Abba commands unto us. And when we don't understand that, we will fall into this alluring spirit of confidence in our flesh. And once we began to do that, there will be enmity in your mind. There will be thoughts in your spirit against the Torah of Yah. For we know that the fleshly kind of mind of man, it is enmity against Yah, His path, His direction, His instructions unto man. And that is what has risen up in the midst, this vile spirit that has come by this corruption that we have allowed to enter in, because we have not resorted to that which Yah has placed in us. He did not write His Torah in us for us to abandon that, but for us to constantly be reminded. And the Ruah of Yah brings that Torah alive and remembrance back unto us. And the thing that bring memory or remembrance of things back unto us, it is our own lusts, our sinful ways, our wicked attributes that deny and defy the power of Yahweh. That we are driven by a desire that is so corrupt, that is so wicked, that is so vile, that the truth of Yahweh doesn't even make us free. We must know the truth, and the truth makes us free. I want to continue in the path that I started on last week. We began to deal with the assembly of Laodicea, Laodicea, in the book of Giliana Revelation. And they began to boast in their pride, their arrogance. They began to boast of their self-boasts, what they were worth. Is that not the spirit of this age? You have these whorehouses today, and that's what they are. They are not the assembly or the assemblies of Yahweh. They are churches and synagogues and mosques, but they are houses of whoredom. They produce illegitimate children that their minds are base, or they have the mind of Ichabod and the spirit of bastardom. They have no spiritual Abba. They have no one that has truly birthed them, but it is this spirit that has been birthed by corruption, and that it is imparted into them. And so they raise up their sons and daughters by the billions for the destruction of hell. Yahweh means what he says. And as Yochanan, as he began to receive this revelation of Yeshua, and the power of this truth that was revealed unto him, the messenger was sent unto the assemblies throughout Asia to warn them and to speak of the infractions that were against Yahweh that they had held fast to and they had embodied in the midst of the assembly. There are things that our traditions, our creed, our race, our ethnicity have brought into the assembly of Yahweh's Bayat, and it is a corrupt thing. It is a damnable thing. It is a vile thing. It is not based upon Torah, but it's based upon our own traditions, our own sinful practices, and our own wicked devices. And so we allow these things to permeate in the midst. We give credence unto them, but it has not come by the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. He has not instructed. He has not given you the counsel to do that. And yet because of this corruptness in man, he defies the instructions of the Most High. You are not going to dwell in the presence of Almighty Yahweh when you defy his instructions. And I will show us what will happen to a people, what has happened unto Israel, because we have defied the instruction, the counsel of Almighty Yahweh, that disciplines us, and the assurance that comes in Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. We have all gone astray. We're doing what is right in our own sight, but it is not the Sadiqa, it is not the authoritative Torah of Yah working in us. It is a law of the flesh, and it is a deceitful law. And that is what has transpired in the assembly of Laodicea. It was this corrupt thing that had entered, whereby the Torah of Yah had no importance or no value at all. I would have begun again in verse chapter 3 of Giliana Revelation. I want to reintroduce us again to verse 17. This is the mindset of this vile generation. Yah says, because you say, it is not what Yahweh has said, because you say, it is one thing about the Esha, the blessings of Yahweh, because no sorrow unto the Lamb of Israel. If Yahweh Esha, or he blesses a man, it will not cause him to defy the truth of Yah. And what we call the blessings of Yah, they are the curses that he has sent upon a people that have rejected his Torah. But you say, we say, I am rich, I am Oshia, I have much, I have the abundance, I have the riches of Yah, I have the wealth, I have the health, it is present in my countenance, my physical being, it expresses the Oshia, and I have much. And yet Yah says, I did not say that to you. This is the spirit of this Laodicea assembly today. And it has prostituted itself in this form that we call Christianity, in these mutated forms of all kinds of religious practices. So they say they're rich. Isn't that one of the most proponents or that is always acknowledged at what we call Christendom? Do not they quote, God wants you to be rich, unquote. Is that not one of their commandments, their statutes? Is that not a part of their religious dogma? And yet Yahweh says to them, you say that you're rich. And they all boast in their richness, don't they? In what they think is fabulous, their homes and their material gluttonous. It's not worth the spit out of their mouths. It has no value at all. None whatsoever. Give me the riches of Almighty Yahweh. And so this Jezebel spirit, it tells them, you're rich, you are seer. You have much laid back when the rich man dies, who consumes his wealth? It is a foolish generation that has turned away from Yahweh. So you speak that you are rich, you are seer, and you say to Yahweh, I have Rabban. I have increased. This nation has increased, hasn't it? Their trinkets, their toys do not satisfy them. You're not satisfied. They're not satisfied with one television. They got one in every room in the house. Their lust is so vile, such a greed that nothing. They increase with more and they're still discontent. They're not happy. They have no Ruah of Yah to bring His shalom. They have no healing power in them. They're wretched dogs. They're thieves. They're robbers. That's what they are. They are the swine nature. We have Rabban with goods. And everyone wants goods today, don't they? Oh, I have much. I have 3 cars. I have 50 suits and 30 pair of shoes. Oh, my wife, she wears diamonds and golds, and they flaunt it. These whole houses, they errand. And the most obnoxious and wicked one, she wants to parade herself in a way that everyone will see the sparkling of her false jewels. It is not the jewels of Almighty Yahweh. The scripture tells us of the jewels of Yah. And they flaunt themselves and the men in their $1,200, $1,500 suits and their $1,000 shoes. And they flaunt themselves to say that I'm of sheer. I'm rich. And I have much. And they park their vehicles in a way that no other vehicle gets close to it. And they make sure that they spend their Shabbat shutting it up for their damnable pagan Sunday worship. It is pagan. It is not of Yah. This Sunday Constantine institution, it is of hell. Yah commands us to remember the Shabbat. Keep it kadosh. Keep it clean and set apart. Reverence Him on His Shabbat. He commands us that. His name is of great value. And these dogs, because of the grievous wolves, He says that these leaders, they're dumb dogs. They're greedy dogs. They cannot have enough. They sleep and they slumber and they do not even have enough at all. They all look to their own quarters for their own gain to get what they think is or will be appeasing unto them. They're greedy dogs. They're dogs. They gnaw the bones of the people. They ride down the little widow for her mites and destroy her. They bring her down, they put on the great bondage, and put on the great pressure because she doesn't possess what those that have that are all Shia, or they're perceived as though they are all Shia. They have not the riches of Yah. The people of Yahweh, Israel, have the riches of His Emunah. They are the riches of His Shalom. They are the riches of His Da'at, His knowledge. They are the riches of His comfort by the Ruah. They have not the riches of Almighty Yahweh. And this generation, this Laodicea, this Laodicea spirit, it is one that loves to increase with goods. It loves goods more than it loves Yahweh. It boasts in its goods. It boasts in its things. It boasts in its material gluttony. It is not satisfied. They're not satisfied with 1 million or more than they are with 1 billion. There's nothing that satisfies it. It is not peace. This is the nature of Laodicea. It is the power that rules today. And any time you're not satisfied with the riches of Almighty Yahweh, in the presence of Yahweh is fullness of joy, Shimha, and in His right hand there are pleasures evermore. You're not eating from the body of Yahshua. You're eating from this corrupt, damnable flesh. You're not eating from the truth of Yahshua. You're eating from these damnable doctrines that are based upon the traditions of men that draw man away from the truth of Almighty Yahweh. It is not based upon what Torah teach. It's not based upon the light of Torah. It's not based upon the truth of Torah, but it's based upon a false doctrine that has come from the gates of hell. For the truth of Yahweh, it makes us free from these bondages. So they have increased in goods, have they not? We hear the politician preachers, these lying dogs from hell, these children that have been birthed by the spirit of Ichabod. The Ruah of Yah is not in this damnable wicked nation. It is a nation of whoredom, a naked nation. It is a nation of vile irreputeness. It is not a nation of Yah. The whole houses, their principles are based upon their damnable, corrupt traditions, on the white man's traditions, on the black man's tradition, on the Jews' traditions. It is not of Yahweh. There's nowhere in Scripture where there was a tribe of Israel that was known as Jew. They were known as Yehuda. I'm not afraid to say that. There's not one tribe of Israel that was known as the tribe of Judaism. The tribe of Yehuda. Hallelujah. That's what it was. And these shallow, weak men today are afraid. I'm not afraid what man can do to me. I'm afraid of what Yah can do to me. He can destroy me and cast me and my being into the pit of hell. And I know that it is real. He says, you say you have goods and you have no need of nothing. I don't need Yahweh. I don't need His truth. I don't need no one to tell me I have goods. And that is what signifies that I am Oshi of Yah. They're fools. The homosexuals have goods. The vilest men of the world have goods. The oppressors have goods. The kings of the earth have goods. Men that are wicked and are corrupt, they have goods, they have things, but it is not a representation of the power of Almighty Yahweh in the midst of that vile people. He satisfied the house of Israel with 12 things. And what are the 12 things of Yah? The light of His truth, the might of His truth, the inspiration of His truth, the power of Torah, His mitzvah that leads us into His presence. That we may bow before Him and shout with great gladness and sing of the mighty works and the feats of our Abba. So they have the goods, but they don't have the one that is the possessor of the tough things. They don't have Him. It is not the representation, it is not the true representation of the power of Yahweh in Israel. America is identified as the nation where God has blessed. I have no problem with that. Because the God of this world has blessed this whole house. The God of this world, Shatan, as He said unto Yahshua, if you bow down and worship Me, after He showed him all the kingdoms of the world, all this will I give unto you. And this nation is a nation of Jezanites. It is a nation of a Jezebel spirit that produced this bastard of children, that their children, their birth is based in bastardom. They have no heart. You understand that because the Melechim, or those of the heavenly hosts, as Scripture tells us, they are the being of Almighty Yahweh. They were created. Yahweh was never created. He has never. And so what Shatan says to them, you bow down and worship Me, and I will give you goods. Did He offer Yahshua goods? Did He offer Him things? And they're worshiping a false deity of hell. They're not worshiping Yahweh. Even Yahshua said that woman, the Abba seeketh such to worship Him in Ruah and in truth, in spirit and in truth. He was the truth of Yahweh. He was the power of the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh Yahshua. The goats do not classify them as being seed or the seed of Israel. Let no one deceive you. This is the trickery of hell. And so poor nations look upon this whore, this Jezebel. She sleeps with every god. Look at the leader of this nation, this foul thing called Mr. Bush. And everyone that have come before him, he has slept with the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Christians, the Hare Krishnas. He has slept with everyone. He's a vile thing of hell. He was birthed from the belly of hell. Just like Mr. Clinton, Mr. Reagan, and Bush before him, and all the rest of the dogs. They've been birthed by the belly of hell. Their forefathers were given over unto the worship of Shaitan. They are rich. They run the world. They own the world. Let no man deceive you, my friend, that the power that be Shaitan, he has not given up his place at all. For he knows that his time is short. So he used mind, he used this corrupt thing called mind. We must let the same mind, the same love, the same heart that was in Yahshua, that must be in us. And what was that mind? Was it one to please Yahweh? Or was it one to please the flesh? It was one that pleased Almighty Yahweh. He did all things to please the Abba. So let no one trick you and make you think that this Jezebel, this cauldron of whoredom in America, is the seed of Israel. A wrath from hell. Oh, there is a seed of the remnant of Israel in America. But this Jezebel, this whore, she is not the representation of the Ashiya, of the blessings of Almighty Yahweh. So they declare that they're Oshia, Yah says, and they say to Yah, we have need of nothing. And Yah says unto them, he said, do you not know that you are wretched, you are ra? You are a miserable, distressed people. Your mind is distressed, your body. Is not this nation a nation of distress? Psychologists and psychiatrists are getting richer. Their children are drugged down on Valiums and all kinds of drugs. They're drugging their children. They're putting drugs in babies at 3-4 months old. You know this is damnable. It's not of Yahweh. Their minds are stressed. The parents are stressed out. The husband working the wife. And they're being beat down by the god of this world, Shaitan. They're pressed, their bills are pressing them, the school, the youngers are pressing them, their jobs, their homes are pressing down on them. They're afraid of losing their cars, their homes, their material things, their credit cards. They will lie, they will do everything to maintain a credit card. Hallelujah. They will do everything to maintain that, to have this appearance that they have the Oshia. But Yah says you are rough. You are dejected. That's why you look that way. You are distressed in your mind. Your bodies are distressed. That's why there's such sickness among this nation. Of all the industrialized nations, there is no other nation that is as sick and weakly as this nation. It is a sick nation. It is sick in the mind. It is sick in everything that they perform. You look at your newspapers, your televisions, your radio stations. It is full of vile lewdness. Your television station teaching your daughters to be whores and dogs and to run around like some naked Jezebel out of hell. Well, I'm going to deal with that. They have no covering of truth in their minds. Hallelujah. He said, don't you know you're wretched as hell? You're distressed. Your mind is distressed. Your job distressed you because you're afraid. You will defy Yah. You will say to hell with the truth of Yahweh to maintain a job. Don't you know that Yah brings the riches unto Israel? Don't you know that it is Yah that have the power to give you wealth and health? Hallelujah. And these same dogs that would drive the people for tithes and offerings and beg them some damn dogs appreciation. I will not give one nickel to these children of hell. Yahweh says you're miserable. You are wretched. You are raw. And look at this. Not only are you raw, but Yah says you are all man. You are all man. You are all man. You are weak. You have no power. You are unhappy. You are miserable. You are distressed. I do not care what this wicked world says. I don't care what you say. But I'm going to walk in the happiness of Almighty Yah. And I'm happy. Yahweh says, you are Oman. You are miserable. You are Oman. You are Oman. You are miserable. You are sad. Your countenance expressed that. You're sad. Their bills sadden them. Their house payment, $1,200, $1,500 a month. They become subservient to a master that controls their emotions. That's not Yahweh. He brought Israel out. He will not even let Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, no, but we're going to keep the cows. Yah says they're coming out with everything. Well, we're going to keep some of the gold. Yahweh said they're coming out with everything. And he will harm the heart of Pharaoh to harden against Israel, that he will make his name known. And I guarantee before it all was over with, Pharaoh said he is Yahweh, and that name shall be known unto Israel. You take all those and leave those that have been born here. Nah, we're coming out. We'll leave your oxen and your asses and leave them. We're coming out with everything. And not only did they come out with everything that they possess, they came out everything that the Egyptians possessed as well. These dogs today, they have no possessions. They're bound to a power of hell that depresses them and oppresses them. They're miserable. Their homes are miserable. They're entertained by television all day. They're not entertained by the loveliness of their wives or the faithfulness of their husband, man. They're not entertained by the fellowship of their sons and their daughters. Don't tell me that that's the riches of Yah. Hallelujah. You'd rather look at some Jezebel on television and spend hours watching some other child laughing, and then the son grows and no attention given unto him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They'd rather look at some of the Jezebel whore, woman, daughter on television and watch her flaunt her nakedness than to watch the beauty of their little daughter and guard her and to make sure she is raised in the nurture and the fear of Almighty Yahweh. It is of hell. It is not of Yahweh. They say they have much, they have nothing. You're miserable, he says. You are Omar. You're miserable. And not only that, but he said, you are poor, you're dull. You're poor. You're so weak, and you are helpless. You have no power. Yahshua has given us power to tread upon serpents. He's given us power to tread upon the powers of hell. I believe that. He said, you are helpless, and you are weak. You go to the dog of the world and you say, Master, may I please. Master, may I do this. Master, may I please. What was the game that we played when I was young? It was a Simon Says Take Two Step. Now, if you took the two steps before asking Simon, then you had to go all the way back to the start. You had to say, Simon, please, may I take two steps. You had to repeat everything, and you think, well, I can do that all day long. Not so. We are forgetful people. And as children, you will forget. You will see Libby Horn in front of you. You say, I can get past her. And all of a sudden, you know you pass her. And so Simon says unto you, Tiara, take three steps. Yes, Simon, I take three steps. And all of a sudden, you got to go back. And she's ahead of you. See, Yah tells us to obey his commands, his Torah. And when we don't obey that, then we go back to the beginning, because we must be taught the oracles and the principles of Yah over again. That's why we are people that's dull. It's almost like dull, but dull. We are weak. We are poor. We don't have the sufficiency of the power of Yah in us. Miserable people. Weak. Small-minded people. Now this is what Yah, they said that we're rich, did they not, they say? We have much good. Yahweh says you're miserable. You are poor. You're dull. You're poor. You're poor. You have nothing at all. My brothers and sisters, it is better for you as a poor man, you that have not the riches of this world, to walk in the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh, than he that is perverse in his ways. Better for you to walk in the integrity. What is the tzedakah of the righteousness of Yah? It is his Torah. It is his mitzvah, his statutes, his counsel unto Israel. You're better to walk in that than to have the finance of Bill Gates. These are greedy dogs. Their bellies can never be satisfied. You think $100 billion will satisfy Mr. Gates? You think $1 trillion will satisfy him? You think $2 trillion will satisfy Mr. Buffett? They're greedy dogs. They're fat dogs. Their bellies are grievous wolves. That's all they have. And they must obey the command of their God. Shatan, these men, he will not deal with these little puny minded ones in these whorehouses. These are the synagogues of Shatan. They are the temples of hell. It is where the Ruah of Shatan dwells. You cannot have the Ruah of Yah without understanding the aura of Yah in the midst. It is where his Ruah dwells. It's where his Torah and the power of his Torah is. The whole houses of hell, they have traditions and doctrines of men that have been based on the flesh of corrupt black men, corrupt white men, corrupt men that call themselves Semites or Jews. It is a corrupt, damnable thing. And everyone is afraid to affront these damn lies. And so many are going into the gate of hell. They got blind leaders, and they're blind, and they're all following these blind dogs, and they're going down into the gate of hell blind. Well, I don't believe Yah will do that. I say to you all again, read the book of Yasha. It tells us the entire story. It's no book that is more complete and beautiful than that. Even Bereshit is not complete as that. And you know truth is there. You know it. Yehoshua tells us that the record is recorded in the book of Yasha. So it has to be there. And the record is complete. And what Yahweh did, I'm telling you, my friends, He did it. And it gives us detailed spiritual enlightenment to what Yahweh has done. It lays out the sequential order of things and how they were enacted by Almighty Yahweh. We are lazy-minded people. That's why the television has corrupted us and made us shiftless, lazy, and full of poverty. So the riches of Yahweh do not shine through. He said you are miserable, you are poor. He says not only that you are blind, Ivra, you are blind. You have no spiritual understanding. You do not understand the direction of Almighty Yahweh. When one looks at this, and see the mitzvah of Yah, a witness to what He has written in us. And to say that His Shabbat has no power, you are a damn liar. To say that His name, you're going to take it in vain, and say that the name of the Creator, the name of the Most High, He has no name, and every damn God it is has a name, Molech, Molcham. All of their gods, Shatan, they all have names. And to say that the Most High, the Creator of all things, He has no name is a damnable lie out of the pit of hell. And to say that His mitzvah, what He instruct us to govern our discipline among Him or toward Him and toward our brothers and sisters, we are deceived liars. We have no Ruah of Yahweh in us. He said, you're blind. You have no light of the truth. You have no understanding of Yahweh's truth. You have no enlightenment to the truth of Almighty Yahweh. This generation has none whatsoever. You go in these whole houses on tomorrow, and they will tell you that that is the Shabbat. And yet you look on their calendars, and it shows you it's the first day of the week. Yahweh says, remember the Shabbat, the seventh day, and keep it kadosh. Well, that was for the Jew. There is no such thing as a Jew. It cannot be a Jew because there is no J in the Arabic Hebraic language. It cannot be a Jew. It cannot be. And this is a made up word, just like the word Jehovah, these damn lies from the gully of hell, just like a Shemite. If anything, they must be a Shemite. But there is no word as a Jew. They must be of the tribe of Yehudah, and they must be a Yehuda, but it cannot be a Jew. No more than there's a thing called a black man or white man. You hypocrites can sit here any way you want to hell with all corrupt white flesh. A white man is wicked as hell. He's a vile, insidious beast, just like the Negro man or the black man. To hell with the white man. To hell with the everyone, every race. I stand for Yah, Yah alone. I'm here to strengthen Israel and the house of Israel. With that offer call, preacher, when they cried at the door of the Ark of Moshe, of Noah, did he let them in? Did he open the door for any of them? When Yah called out Lot and his daughters out of Sodom and Gomorrah, did he bring in anyone else out? He brought the wife out, and that is what he was showing us in that wife. He brought the assembly out. That's what she represented. She represented the birth. She represented the birth of the kingdom of Yah. That's what the woman represents. She birthed. Was not Yahshua birth in Miriam? She's the representation of the birth of the word. She's very valuable. And when Yah brought her out, she turned back. And she became a pillar of salt reserved there until the day of judgment. That's why the enemy would use the minds of the women to make them think that they're something they're not. A woman has one ministry. That is to take care of her home, raise her children, to honor her husband man, to respect him, and to show him great honor. That's her ministry. It is not to stand before the people of Yah to instruct. It is not the counsel a man in nothing at all. That is the beauty of a woman's ministry. To work with her hands, to sew, to make clothes, and to take care of the affairs of the home of this Jezebel. Just like Lot's wife, this whore, this Christian whore, that have caused the women to turn away from the Torah of Yah. And they become sultry. Don't they dress sultry? Don't they shake their wicked ass like dogs? Naked like a beast. So that it comes salt. That's what they call a woman. They call sexy, right? She's sultry. Hallelujah. She became a pillar of salt. That's where she represents that whore of a wife. They came out with Lot. Hallelujah. For his blessings. The Eshah of Yah was with Abraham. And Lot was a seed. He was out of that seed of Abraham. So the blessings of Yah was with him as well. Hallelujah. The woman represented the body. She represented the place of birth. She represented the place of birth of spiritual laws. That's what she represented. And women, you don't realize the beauty that Yah has placed and invested in you. Because the world has corrupted your mind and drawn you away from the beauty of your place. You become as hard as men. Corrupt. Women commit more adulterous affairs today than men. Hallelujah. 60% of the married women today commit adulterous affairs. 60%, and they boast about it. Hallelujah. Don't you see what this Jezebel whore has done, this religious whore? She has the spirit of Laodicea. The Laodicean, because she said, I'm rich, she boasts in her riches. You meet these perverts out there, and they will tell you, oh, I'm blessed. I saw one other day, he said, the Lord has blessed me. I just looked at him. I just looked at the man. I said, how shallow he looks. I say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm blessed of the Lord. The Lord is wonderful to me. Well, I don't know why he said that, because he knows what I preach. He knows what I preach. So I looked at him. I didn't even respond to his ignorance. I will not cast the pearls of Yah before a swine like that. Nor will I give that which is kadosh unto a dog like that. I didn't even respond. I said, how are things going on your job? How is this going? I will not even respond to his ignorance. Even though scripture tells us a fool, an ignorant man, when he keeps his mouth shut, he is even perceived as a wise man. So it's best for a fool not to talk. When he doesn't say anything, he's perceived as wise. And so he has understanding. Not this whole house today, this Laodicea. She's a Jezebel. She corrupts everything she touches. Your sons, your daughters. She draws you into this illusion whereby you think you're rich. But Yahweh says, you are dull, you are poor, you are so weak, you can't even stand on the strength of my words. Hallelujah. You know you're poor when you can't stand on with confidence on what Yahweh commands. You are a poor, weak thing. Was it not the word that bore the sins of Israel and all of mankind? Was it not the word that was impelled and endured that? And it was not the living word that the third day rose up by the power of the Ruah, or the breath of Yah blowed upon it? And if we have the word of Yahweh in us, his breath when it's blown in the midst, does not the breath of Yah bring the word of life? Well, what word has he put in us? His Torah. He has placed his mitzvah in Israel, and he blows on us, not like this damn dog bit of hen, that blows on these Jezebels, and they turn backwards or fall backwards, just like they did when they came to get Yahshua. When he
commanded with the word of Yah, spoke unto them that breath. He is, this is he whom you look for. They all, bam, they went backwards. And this is a generation that's going backwards. They have turned back on Yah. They have turned back on the Torah. They have turned back on the Mizpah. They say the hell with the Shabbat. And they damn the name of Yahweh. They're not going to survive. America, the whore is coming down. Hallelujah. Alex Jones and all of these pontificate men that's trying to save it. They're not going to save this whore. The whore is going to reel like a drunken Jezebel. She has defied the Torah of Yah. She has instituted in these things you call church. And that's what they are. They're things you call church. They are whorehouses. There is no such thing as a church. It is the assembly. It is the Beit. It is the Sukkot. It is the tabernacle of Yah. So she has misplaced and replaced the assembly, the Beit of Yah, with this thing called the church. Yeah, that's all it is, a Greek place of gods. That's what the church is. It is the place of gods. You tell me that the white Baptist God is the same God as the black Baptist God? You are flat out liar. You tell me that the white Methodist God is the same God as the black Methodist God? You're flat out liar. They don't even fellowship. Yisrael is one. Hallelujah. And we come in the Ruah of Yeshua, hallelujah. Well, Lord, race mixing. We don't mix race. We believe in the race of Yahweh. And the seed of Israel have the Torah of Yah written in their lev. And the shades of the color of Israel from the creamiest to the blackest of skin. Hallelujah. Sure it is. To hell with these dog doctrines. These cowardly men. Hallelujah. We need men of great strength today. We need me, Yah, to raise up mighty men. He's not raising up a mighty woman. He's raising up a mighty man. And mighty men that will cause the mighty woman to rise. And that is the symbol. It will cause the mighty woman to arise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what he is going to do. And that breath of the mighty man will cause the woman to rise up in her place. And she will walk in the strength of Yah. So they declare that they're rich, they're all sheer. Yah say, you're poor, you're wretched, you're miserable, and this is the one that I want to work with today. He says, you are arum, you are naked. This is a naked generation. It has no covering of truth. What is the truth? Yah's Torah. I just cannot amplify my voice today the way I want to. But Yah's Torah is the truth, brothers and sisters. It is the power of Yahshua that is the truth of the might of Yahweh's Torah. For Yahweh's Sadaka, his righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. It will never change. In the kingdom, his righteous Torah will never change. And his Torah, his law is the truth. There's a law of righteousness that he has placed in Israel. And I don't care what color one's complexion is. That law of righteousness, when the breath of Hamashiach breathes on that, it comes alive. And he walks in the street of the might and the dynamics of that truth. He's led by that truth. And he never falls. When a man is led by that, he never falls. He's led into the bosom of Yahweh. He says, don't you know that you are naked? This nation is exposing the ones that are naked today, aren't they not? They're losing their homes, their house payments. They're working just to make a house payment. You know that's not of Yahweh. You cannot give Yahweh a nickel and you give it to a master. That is the utmost corruption. That is wickedness. Don't tell me you love him. Don't tell me that. The man says he loves Yah. Listen to the message I preach on Scripture Truth on Wednesday. How profound it was. Simple but profound. Says he loves Yahweh and keep not his mitzvah. The man is a liar. The woman is a liar. And the truth of the Torah of Yah, the truth is not in them. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you try to act or present yourself. You are a liar. And we know who is the father of lies. Shatan. Don't you know the spirit in you is not right? Your force is not right? Hallelujah. Y'all get quiet, but that's all right. They got quiet on Hamashiach when he asked questions too, did they not? He said, Do you not know that you are a room? You are naked. You have nothing at all. Do you not realize that you have no covering of Yahweh's truth? Your love is not covered by the truth. Your heart is not covered in the truth. Hallelujah. We need to be covered in the truth. He said, don't you know that you are arum? You are naked. This world today is getting naked, isn't it? I don't care how they look. I saw one of the most despicable things of the day. And I'm not saying because the person. I saw this woman. And I had to stop. I had to stop. And you could tell she was probably 50-some years old. And this woman, she was grotesque looking. I'm not saying this because she was overweight. She was beyond that. And she was as naked as they come. And I sat there appalled with shame. You would think. Looking like that, her legs, these rolls and this stuff on her legs. And it was so creepy and wicked looking. I said, you would think that she would cover herself and put on a cloak. I would be ashamed. I'm a man. And my physical body looks better than that. I would be ashamed to expose myself to the world like that. I would be ashamed. Hallelujah. I would be ashamed. Yeah, my physical being, my body is proportionately. I would be ashamed even with my body to get that naked. I would be ashamed. And I saw this, and it just gave me a sense of what this world is about. They go to the whorehouses that way, don't they? They go there, don't tell me they don't come there with dresses on like this jacket of mine. They go there, these whorehouses with dresses on like that. Do they not? Hallelujah. Do they not come in there with dresses on like this? You can't even hardly buy clothes for your children unless you're showing their buttocks. I was at the store the day with Deacon Horn. And this child was no bigger than this child. You could tell she was a few years old. She had on these, I looked at that, this material that clings to one body. A pair, short pants that cut here and cut here. And across her buttocks, it says back here, what are you looking at? Something. I looked at the parent. I say, what a fool. What a damnable, ignorant woman. She sells her to the birth of hell. The pedophiles and the freaks of the world. She gave her daughter over to these damnable perverts and dogs. This is a stupid generation. It's ignorant. You can't even find something decent for your daughter to wear today. That's why you mothers of Zion, you need to sew and design your clothes that are kadosh for your daughters. These faggots, these freaks that are designing these clothes, they're doing it, they're imparting their spirit. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to receive nothing I say. They're homosexual men. The verse says in all of these punk faggot men, they have not the Ruah of Yah, they're not led by Yahshua. A woman ought to design the clothes for the woman. And most clothes that are designed by these hill freaks, hill fakers, and people take great adoration to parade in their vile garments that reduce a woman down to less than a dog, addresses her, and make her naked aroma like a dog out of hell. And so these wicked men, they love for them to come in that way. That they may take advantage of your little daughters. And their lustful minds, they sit there and they watch. They watch their little buttocks. If I see one, that will go take that dress off. If you live here, I will tell you that. Take it off. Too short. Put something on. Your bra. You can see your bra, your titties and all. Not here. Hallelujah. And so these freaks, they sit there and they watch your little daughters. And they look at them and they contemplate in their minds, how old is she now? I give her 2 more years. You do not realize how rapidly that is in these whorehouses today. It happens all the time, brothers and sisters. It's real. It is a reality. And these ignorant mamas bring them in that way. And they offer them up. I want to touch that today. They offer them up to more like Mokam, to the fire of destruction. They bring destruction into their children because they will not train them in the fear of Almighty Yahweh. This generation, Yahweh says that you are arum, you are naked. You have no covering. You have no cloak of Siddiqah. You have nothing at all on you. You're without the covering of Yah's truth in your mind. It is not in your levim. It is not in your ruah. He said, you are naked. Look what it says here in Yeskel, Ezekiel, chapter 23. Hallelujah. And verse 27. Your speech unto Israel, he says, Yeskel 23, verse 27. Yahweh says, this I will make, not yes, Kel, but I will make your lewdness, your zina, your distorted wickedness, your idolatry, your harlotry, your wicked devices. He said, I will make your lewdness to cease from you, and your huram, your zinutha, your corruption of idolatrous worship, your more than one partner, you outside of the spousalship of my covenant, my brit with Israel. You have chosen your husband, but he is not your husband man. This generation has no husband man. He said, your zinuth, your horam, look where you brought it from. You brought it from the land of Mizraim. That's where you brought your horam from, brothers and sisters. Your lust, your greed, you brought it from the world. No one corrupt your damnable ways, you brought it. You brought your lewd dress, shaking your titties and exposing your nakedness. Man, you're exposing your nakedness, your body. It's for your wife to see. That's it. A young man, you that are not married, you save your body for your wife. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. You're not to get naked in front of everyone. Man, you ought not to be walking around with your shirt off. Look, pecan chest anyway. You clothe yourself. Hallelujah. You clothe yourself for your wife. And if you want to get naked, you get naked in front of her. Woman, if you want to get naked in front of your man. And it just shows you how corrupt the flesh is. There's not one person that can get naked in front of their spouse and feel very, very comfortable with that. That is the truth. I don't care what you think your body looks like. There's not one. Not one. Hallelujah. Because from the better side of things, y'all showed us what that nakedness, what it actually represents. When Adam and Eve, when they sin, Adam and Shava sinned against Yah, they realized that they were naked. Arum. What naked? They had no covering. The word of Yahweh covered them every day, did it not? Did it not come in the cool of the evening and speak to them? Now is Yah coming in the cool of the day and speaking to us? He is not doing it. Because we are rebellious people. Every day he came down and says up to Atam, Ben Atam, how are you? He said to Shava, you're the birthplace of my Sudika. And the first thing she tried to do is to remove that man from the power of his Kohen, his priestly power to administer the Torah of Yah to the body, to the woman, whereby the birth of the seed shall come forth. That's where the birth of the seed comes forth. A man cannot conceive a seed in him and bring forth a child. I don't care what these damn dog faggots say. I don't care what the butch bulldagger women trying to take the matter of a woman or the DNA and trying to produce a baby whereby it's going to, a woman can take her DNA and another her their seed, their semen, and make a baby. They're lying dogs. They're creating some mutated thing. That's why the children's minds are twisted today. With the Ritalin and Prozac, they're having your babies to believe that it's all right to be a faggot. Because they got the faggot teachers in school and they're anointing them. That's why scripture tells you to lay hands suddenly on no man. And you ignorant people, you let these dogs lay their hands on your sons and your daughters. These faggots, these perverts. And they say, come here, Hannah. Oh, give me a hug. Well, children are gullible. They are impressionable. And you let these perverts lay their hands on your children. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your granddaddy. I don't care who it is. They have a spirit upon them. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. Well, what that's mama? She's a wicked old thing. I love y'all more than I love mama. He said, love me with all your love, all your being, all your mind. Did he not command us? And then he said, you love your neighbor as you love yourself. He didn't tell me to love my mama no more than he told me to love your mother. And you are lying if he said he did. He tell you to honor your father and your abba. And he commands us that obey them that have rule of you. Not only that, but our parents that are in Yah. Those are our spiritual enlightenment and truth. And yet you rather go to some old wicked Jezebel mama, and Yah gives you a mother that loves Yah and instructs you, young daughter, and you will listen to some pervert of a mama. I don't care if you don't like me. Hallelujah. You know, there was a group that contacted me. I said, listen to some of my messages. Because when you listen to them, you may not want to fellowship with me. Hallelujah. You know, I haven't heard from them again. But can I tell you something? I will contact them again. I will. Tonight, I will write them a letter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These small, mushy men today, controlled by this effeminate spirit, have a spirit of a man. How do you know I have a spirit of a man? Because your shoe is my head. I have a spirit of a man. That's what I have. Yeshua is my head. He said, you have brought them out of the land of Mizraim. That's where you have gotten the spirit. That's where you have learned it. So that you should not lift up your eyes to them, nor remember Mizraim anymore. He said, I'm going to remove that from you. I'm going to take that spirit out of you, Yisrael. That you will not lift up your eyes unto Mizraim. You will not look to the world. And that's what we're doing today. Look into the world, are we not? We're looking to the world for everything. Look unto Yah, unto Him where the strength of Israel comes from. We're not looking unto Yahweh, we're looking unto the world. He said, I'm going to remove this lewdness out of you, the zima, so you will not look unto the world. So your desire will not be placed in the things of the world. So your love will not be attached to the things of the world. He said, anymore. Not only that, for this says the sovereign master Yahweh. He said, I want you to see verse 28. Behold, I will deliver you into the hand of them that hate you. You tell me you're going to deliver your people into the hand of those that shone, that hate them, that hate you, into the hand of them from whom your mind is alienated. And whom I'm going to deliver you to those in whom your mind is hostile, or their mind is hostile toward you. They don't have the mind to please Yah. They don't have the desire to please Yah. He said, I'm going to deliver you into their hand. That's what I'm going to do. Because you rejected me. You rejected my truth. You will not adhere what I've commanded you. He said, not only that, and they shall deal with you hatefully, and shall take away all you have worked for. Are they doing that today? These banks that they're taking away their homes. They don't care whether they have children, suckling ones, old ones. They're taking away. Yah's delivered this nation into the hands of those that hate it. He's delivering you into the hands of those that hate you. Don't worry about them folks out there. You listen to me. Hallelujah. He delivered them into the hands of those that hate them, that have no love for Yahweh. They have no desire for His truth. And they shall leave you naked and bare. There are many folks today that are naked today. Are they not? Those in these four houses, they're so naked. They don't have, they're so bare, they don't even have enough to make it. As the old folks would say, they're living from the poor house to the poor house. He said, I will leave you naked and bare, and your nakedness and the nakedness of your whoredom shall be discovered. Both your lewdness and your whoredom. Now look who says this in verse 30. Yahweh says, I will do these things to you because you have gone a whoring after the heathen. And because you are polluted with idols. Is that Yahweh speaking? Now this is the transition of Laodicea. They had gone after the idols. That's what this generation has done. Gone after the idols. It has gone after every whoredom spirit. Spirit that lusts. That's the spirit of a whore. A whore is one that lusts. She must feed her insatiable or desire that cannot be satisfied. Well, a woman doesn't has to be, or a man doesn't have to be a whore because he has slept or gone with a strange woman. Yes, that's the spirit of whoredom. But what the enemy has done, he has done this thing in a spiritual way. We cannot be satisfied with nothing at all today. We can have much and we're still not contented. We're not satisfied. We have raiment. We have the covering of His truth in our minds. And we are still not contented. That's not Yahweh. Hallelujah. So you work one job, you work two jobs, and it still doesn't satisfy. You have no time for Yah. You have no time for truth. And every amount of your energy is given over unto satisfying your flesh. You all better hear me. You better hear what the word of Yahweh says. Hallelujah. He said, I will do these things to you because you have gone a whoring after these gods, the God of money. Is that not the most powerful God in the whole houses today? Is that not the thing that Pentecostalism is based upon and charismatic movement? Is it not based upon money? Do they not bring them into these whole houses and strip them, make them naked? They show them what little they have. They make them bare. They make their covets bare. They make their bank accounts bare. They make them even depressed, poor. They're weak. They're so miserable to go into these places because they're driven. They're pounded on. They're driven to dollar, money, dollar. And that's why such evil in those whole houses. Because the love of money is the root of all evil. Let no one trick you at all. Everything is based upon the dollar, and they call it the mighty dollar. They're no different than Ike or any of the rest of these dogs of hell. The Benny Hens, the TV snake, the Jakes, the Fred, Pimping Prices, the creeping dollars, and all of them. The Bishop Long, Daddy Long, all of them. They're dogs. They're wicked men. They're children of hell. They've been birthed by hell, and they have their place in the hierarchy of the kingdom of darkness. They will call upon their gods and their lords, but they cannot call upon the name of Yahweh. They can call upon the name of their lords and their Jesus and Jesus and Jesus, but they cannot call upon the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, the light of Yahweh, the one that came in the Abba's name to bring liberation and tikvah, hope for Israel. If you come by any other name or try to enter in any other way, you are a thief and a liar, and we have stole from Yah. Every last one of us, we have come in as a thief, we have stole, we have tried to rob, we have tried to take advantage of him for our own gain. And now he commands us all. You got to bear up now. For I command, as far as my house, you either with me or you are not. And that is the declaration of Yahweh. Well, my sister, to hell with your sister. I say it that way, your mama at all. They despise the truth of Yah. Yah commands us, when you hear the truth, don't harden your heart as in the days how they provoke Yah. You don't harden your heart. You don't say, well, he's talking about us. He's talking about the robbers. He's talking about the damn millers or the damn rainies or whatever. He's talking about my people. Well, my people are those of the seed of Israel. To hell with the rest of them. I will not defend a damn Roberts. I'm set for defense of Yahshua. For this revelation that was given unto Yochanan. I'm set for that. I'm set for that defense. I will defend that. I will die for that. You understand? I will not die for Roberts. I will not die for one of them. Hallelujah. I will not. For what? It will be a vain death. The death of Yahshua was not vain. For secured Israel. And I bless my Abba for that. I told her, Yah, I will not take it lightly. I will not take it in vain. I will do as Yah brings me to simple knowledge of Scripture. I will do it. I will obey it. When he tells me to lift my hands when I come into the Bible, I'm not going to do like some of you hypocrites, just like it's a miserable thing. That's why he said you're poor. You're miserable. You're wretched. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice in my Hamashiach always. Hallelujah. And then when I think about his name again, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to come before him with singing and dancing. I'm going to come before him with shouting and praises. Hallelujah. That's the way I'm going to come before him. You can be a hypocrite all you want to, but I'm genuine. I'm genuine in what I do. I'm not a phony and I'm not a fakey, all right? You are the fakey, but I'm not that. I know the simplicity of the truth. And when he commands me, my, to see your son, do that, my, what a great thing. Don't you know the world? Tell that little daughter, Shaneka, dance. I can show you that, Shaneka. Get that little button. She's shaking like a hoe out on the streets. Say what you will or say what you want to. Go ahead and show him, Shanoka. Show him, man, how you can rap. Shape, hey, papa. Poo, 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 poo. And that's what they'll do. And yet we as the people of Yah, we have not trained our young ones to come into the presence of the Yah. Your sons and your daughters stubborn as hell just like you. Your hard-headedness, you see that resonate in some. I watch some of these children. I see the same damn stubbornness in parents in the same children. What a damnable, deplorable thing. Yeah. Hallelujah. You see, that's what happened to Israel. They were stubborn, weren't they not? Well, Yah says, I'm going to destroy all the old heads. And those that are 19 and younger, bring them into the promised land. Well, they were not hard-headed, were they? Huh? It was just like their wicked parents. Sure they were. They were stubborn, weren't they not? Hallelujah. And only those that whereby they said, my house, we're going to serve Yah. And they brought their sons and daughters up in the fear of Yah. And the nurturing of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Men that were strong in the emunah of Yah. Hallelujah. Men like Noah. Men like Gideon. Hallelujah. That he brought up his sons. And he chose them wise that he knew were right for them. He knew exactly what to choose them. Women that love Yah and feared Yah. Not just some sex plan. Hallelujah. The sex ain't worth a nickel with the hawk's meat. Just a beastly action. Yah, say it. That's some sex thing. Not for the purpose of satisfying some emotion of fleshly appetite. That's not even satisfied. Hallelujah. And that's what they're looking from Yah for some kind of fleshly thrill. To satisfy their damnable corrupt ways. Their lust and their greed. Hallelujah. Now he satisfied my inward parts with tov. Things that they give me assurance. Things that enriches me. Things that cause me to be enlightened. Things that cause me to love him the greater. When he showed me the simplicity of the truth, even in my sleep I rejoice. All the day long I rejoice when I think about Yah, when I think about him all the day long. I don't care where my mind goes, I don't care what I'm doing, I don't care how wrong I am in my action, but my mind is always on him, and that's the truth. I want to do right by him, and I have the power to do it, so I'm without any excuse. So are you. You can blame anyone you want to, hypocrite. It's you. You can say this sister, that brother, or this one destroyed. You are a liar. Hallelujah. No one destroyed Lot's wife when he came out. She turned back because she loved sin. Hallelujah. And yet the same wife of Shem, the sons of Noah, their wives were kept. And they were obedient wives because you don't hear nothing of their demise in the book, do you? And they loved their husband, man, that they called them Baal, that they loved them. They were submissive unto them. Hallelujah. And that is what the symbol is. It ought to be that way with Yahweh. It ought to love him above all things. With the fullness of appetite. It's a small thing for us to do what he commands us. We ought to rejoice that he would even command you to do it. Not this Laodicea, this wicked Jezebel spirit of this hour of Laodicea. It's one that is boastful, boasting his own arrogance, his pride. That's why pride go before fall and haughtiness before destruction. You meet these dogs and then they are haughty. They look at your figure because you got something against a 98 or 99 and they're driving a 2006-7 and they look at you, yeah, look what I'm driving here. You fool. Someone is driving your pocketbook. You ignorant jackass. You all get offended when I say, is that what a jackass is for? Don't you take a jackass to the field and plow? He works. A jackass works. It's a breed. It's a bastard breed of a beast. It's not a purebred. And they're bastards. They have no avat. They have no true abah. They're bastards of hell. They're bred from the power of hell with their sexual relationship with the spiritual order. Hallelujah. It's the truth. Yahweh is going to reveal his truth to Israel. That's just it, brothers and sisters. And so they look at you and you look at them and the scripture tells us, as I read on Wednesday night, you that are poor, you that have not the goods of this world, don't be offended because of the rich man. Don't bow yourself down. Hallelujah. I stand before a rich man like I will a poor man. What do you stand with? Power and might and strength, integrity. Hallelujah. When the rich man finished talking with me, he knows he's talked with someone that is not like the men he's dealt with. That's the truth. And the poor man, when he talks to me, he says he's poor, but he's rich. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did Yahshua talk with the rich one? Did he talk with the poor one? Hallelujah. Sure he did. He said, I will do these things to you because you've gone a whoring after these beasts. And I will cause you to be naked, that they only see your nakedness. Now, Yah shows us here, I want to read this to you. He shows us the ruins of Israel and how will he expose them if we are disobedient. I want you to turn to Devarim, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I don't know if I'm going to finish all this today, but I will finish it up. Hallelujah. It says in Deuteronomy 28, I would have begun reading at verse 45, but you can really read the whole book. He shows us, Yisrael, our ruins. If we walk in disobedience to what? His Torah. He says here, listen to this. Deuteronomy 28, verse 45. Yahweh says, moreover, I want you to understand, all these curses, he did not say a curse, did he? He said curses, shall come upon you, and they shall pursue you. When something pursues you, it is coming after you, right? It follows you. It will pursue you. And he says it will overtake you. It will overcome you until you are shamat. Until you are totally annihilated. You are destroyed until there is no remembrance of you at all. Why? Because you will not shamak. You have not hearkened. You have not listened to what? To what? The voice. The voice. The voice of Yahweh. Well, where does Yahweh speak? Do you hear the voice of Yahweh? He speaks from His Word. He speaks from the Torah in you, brothers and sisters. He speaks by the Ruah of Yahshua. He said, because you will not listen to the voice of Yahweh, your Abba, your Most High, to keep, look what He says now, you have not kept His mitzvah, the commandments of Yah. You have not kept His mitzvah and His statutes which He commanded you. Now you tell me, brothers and sisters, you tell me that this analogy is just simply for those that came out of Mizraim, the Hebrew Israelites. Are we not the Hebrew Israelites of Yahweh in this hour? Sure we are. You tell me this instruction is not for us as well. You tell me the word of Yah has dimensions whereby it's meant for this moment and not for this moment. His word is a very present help. And we need this word to help us. And we're not in troubled times. His word is always a help. It will show you your infirmities. It will show you how weak you are. It will show you how immature you are, how ignorant we are. That's what the word of Yah will show us. Show us how unlearned we are. Show us how little we have. It's amazing that if you talk to someone and they begin to express certain things, you say, man, I didn't know that. It shows you how little we know, doesn't it? I can talk to those that really have no proclivity or understanding of the spiritual understanding they have. And yet I learn things from them. When a brother gets up and speaks, I learn things. We're an arrogant, beastly generation full of whoredom and full of pride and arrogance. We feel slighted because someone else says it and I don't say it. That's stupidity. How many of you all can do calculus? All right then. Not very many of y'all can do that. How many of y'all understand the proper dynamics of the English grammar? We don't understand that. And if someone can speak English better than me, then why don't I listen to that one and learn how to speak grammar properly? Now Yahweh knows His truth better than us, does He not? Now let us listen to His voice to understand what it's going to take to walk in the power of His truth. So He spoke with His voice unto Israel. That you must hear me, not with these lying charlatan dogs. When a man speaks unto us, even though he may be ignorant, and yet the messages are based upon the strength of truth, he may not even understand the power of Torah. And yet there's a delight in him to walk in the truths of Yahweh. He will come to that truth. When one hears the truth and he defies it, well, his name is I Am, I Am. Well, in the book of Shemoth, that conversation between Yah and Moshe, he was said unto him, I am that I am. Come on, man, you don't know who I am. Go get the elders, they will tell you who I am. He has a name. He said, all these things will come upon you. He said, if you will not keep my mitzvah, he told her what to keep, his statutes, his disciplines as to your limitations, what you can do, which he commanded you. He tells us there are limitations. And there are things that we cannot do. Physically, mentally, spiritually, he commands us this. But yet this Laodicea, this horse says, I'm rich. I'm all sheer. I got so much I can buy my way into the kingdom. My good works will do. They're not the top works of Yah. Your works are filthy rags, a minister rag of a woman. It's filth, it's untouchable. Even a woman doesn't want to touch that. So your works are filthy, they're not clean works. They're from the corruption of your own heart. That blood represents sin. And in scripture, you've touched, blood represents sins. It has a connotation of sin. That's why the blood of the dam of Yeshua was to damn sin. Came to cleanse us from sin. Dam. That's the proper name for it, isn't it? That's the Arabic name for blood, dam. So it came to dam sin. The time. Hallelujah. We are sick creatures. We know what a whore like Paris Hilton is doing. And we don't know what our bar is doing. Well, you know what some damn rapper, this dog, twisted minded pervert, disrespect your mammy and your daughters too. And you intrigued by a faggot. You don't even know what the Most High is doing. You are sick. Twisted pervert. Well, you got time for Ebony and Jet. Some of those, that trash came in here. I threw it in the garbage. I don't care who it belongs to. I'm not letting that curious art come in here. You can leave and you can subscribe to anything you want to out here. But here, I'm not letting that curious trash come in here. It's filthy. I don't even touch those books in this. I will not touch any of that. I don't touch an Ebony or Jet or these little weird magazines. I don't touch any of that. I don't touch it. I will not lay my hands on that. Hallelujah. Curious arts, they're wrong. You got time to read that trash? You no time for the book. I want to know what he said to Laodicea. Well, it's a small little book. I tend to print it out for you, let you all read it. Hallelujah. The book of Laodicea is like a book that Philemon. It's a smaller book. And probably none of y'all even sought to even understand what it was about. I would say 99.9% of y'all. Small fraction was curious and didn't even adventure. Hallelujah. And that's our limitation. You go to the library, but you spend time foolishly. Hallelujah. You get upset. Well, it makes no difference at all. It is time that we must study. We must study. You sit there with laughter and foolishness. It's time that we ought to talk the serious things of y'all. Well, that's my daddy. My mama, I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. And you said that nothing in your mind about Yahweh. Come on, something's wrong with you. You see, when they come, if my table rubbed me, they would not want to stay very long because what I talk about there is not of their forte. And I will not alter what I say. Quiet on me, huh? Makes no difference at all. I'm a determined man. I have determination. I'm going to run this race. I'm going to run. I'm not going to walk it. I'm going to run. It's in between running and jogging. Hallelujah. There's a difference between running and jogging. You may walk fast, but it's not jogging. There's a difference. If a man jogging, if he's jogging 12 minutes, he's walking. He might as well walk. That's the truth. If he's not jogging in 9 minutes plus, then he's walking, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm going to run this race. When a man is running, he has prepared himself for the endurance. Hallelujah. And when he comes to the hill, he delights in the hills. Because that's a true test of his strength. And he sprints up the hill faster than he's running during the level course. And so I look for the hills. I look for the opposition. I look for that oppose Yah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to destroy you because you have not listened to my voice. You have not kept my mitzvah or my statutes, which I commanded you. Verse 46, Deuteronomy 28, Deuteronomy. And they shall be upon you as a sign and an oath. An oath, a sign. It shall be a warning. It shall be a remembrance. You know what an oath is? It's almost, in the Arabic, it's almost, you know when you're in the world, some of us, we will do things and we will say this, quote. This is how we will say it, quote. I said it. And you that were profoundly wicked like me, you probably said it. God, if you get me out of this one, I will never do it again. You ever said that? Well, I said that, unquote. Hallelujah. Now, some of you young ones, you really don't know. But I used to say things like that. But that did not stop me from doing or going back to that wretched law that operated in me. Because there was no transformation in me at all. That's what the Torah of Yah does. It transforms our mind, our thinking, our logics, our knowledge. That's what the Torah does. It doesn't allow us to think like we once thought. It doesn't allow us to think with the mindset of Mizraim. We don't think like the Egyptians. We don't gravitate to the things of the Egyptians. We go after the tough things of Yah. The things that are pure. The things that are lovely. That's our desire ought to be for Yisrael. He said, there shall be an oath for you, for a wonder and upon your seed, not for how long? Forever. Olemi, 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 forever. Now that's how long it shall be upon you. The curse says, shall be upon your seed forever. We see that upon your seed today. You that defy the Torah of Yah upon your sons, your daughters, and their children. Well, I've seen that in my natural family. Hallelujah. It is just that Yah looked down through the time and the dispensation. He didn't have to look. He saw it. And this is the one he let. That's Israel. That's my seed. That's a Hebrew Israelite. Who, him? Yes. Well, what about the rest of them? They've all been brought forth by a deception. Was not the seed put in Miriam? Come on, you hypocrites, don't be quiet on me. Was not the seed put in Miriam? Was it put by man or by Yahweh? So was it is in Yahweh's plan with you. The seed was put in your mama by Yahweh. Hallelujah. The seed of that life, the seed of the Torah in you. It was put there by Yahweh. Is not his word his Yirah? Is not the word of Yahweh his seed? Is it not his Yirah? And he looked down through that generation of time and he saw a seed there. And he put his seed in them. He put his power for his seed to germinate in that one. To hell with Esau's. To hell with all the rest of. This one is mine. That's the way Yah works. Period. He knows Yisrael. He's going to save all Yisrael. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that with all my life. Verse 47, he says, because you have served Yahweh. Shelah. You have not served Yahweh. Your Abba. With Shema. With joy. Come on, look to your neighbor and say, do you have the joy of serving Yah? Come on. Then look at their face now. Just keep the look. Come on, look. Some of y'all can't look because you know you don't have it. Hallelujah. He said, you haven't served Yahweh with joy. Some of y'all, where you come in this body, you don't have no joy. I see an elderly sister like Sister Home pressed through all her ills and her pains. And some of you young hypocrites of whoredom. I watch some of you, that's Jezebel's spirit comes into Yah's house. And this is how you come in. Look at here. This is how you come in. I said, what a vile wickedness. Stubborn Jezebel. They come in like this. I'm a watchman. And I watch. They come in like this. I said, what hypocrisy. What damnable wickedness. And they say they know Yah. And say, you lying hypocrite. You're a liar. I don't retract it. See, when you can't even have nothing like that, you know, I get on my timbro here. Even the sister don't feel like moving. I get my timbro and make her move. She gets to moving. Hallelujah. Well, because the joy brings the strength of Yah, the strength of His Torah. It comes alive in us. And so don't tell me you come in here. Hallelujah. It is one thing for true that the word of Yah will find you out. And that some of you come in here like this. I come into this house with singing. And I come with dancing like He commands me. I'm not afraid to speak to your wickedness, nor your sins. Hallelujah. For this is not a cowardice, man. You tell me you don't get afraid of? Sure, I'm afraid of many things, but I'm not a coward. I stand in the strength of my Abba. Hallelujah. Well, you may die, oh, what a pleasure that would be. Jew. What a pleasure in the sight of Yah and the death of his Hasid. Kedusha. So I have no qualms with that. Don't whatsoever. I know one thing for sure. You can't kill me. I don't fear you for that. He will find out our sins, will he not? Hallelujah. We're coming to a day called Yom Kippur. We're going to come to a time whereby all of our sins, this atonement, this is the fast that Yah has appointed. Let me show you how weak you are, how greedy we are. Can't go without a piece of bread. Hallelujah. Now this is the diet that he calls us to eat. The body of Yahshua. As Sister Dot said to me on Wednesday, this is the host day of bread. Truly is. So I give you the whole piece of bread. Hallelujah. You may not like cabbages, but it's the best vegetable for you. No vegetable that is a wonder vegetable like cabbage. And most folks don't like it. It is a wonder. It is the most powerful vegetable one can eat. The best vegetable of any vegetable. Hallelujah. And it's not the one that we like in the coleslaw, which is all right. But that's the best thing for it. This is the best thing for our spiritual growth. Truth. Truth. He chastened us. Every time he received us, he chastened them. I want to finish this. Hallelujah. He says, verse 48, he says in verse 47, because you serve not Yahweh your Abba with Shimcha. We don't serve Yahweh with joy. You don't come before his presence with singing with joyfulness. And with gladness. You don't serve Yahweh with tov. It's not a pleasure to serve Yahweh. It is sad. You don't serve him with gladness of your lev. Why should you serve him that way? You know why? For the abundance of all things. You see, Laodicea said, I have need of nothing. But the true assembly of Yah says he has given me the abundance of all things. And that's why we serve him with joyfulness. For the abundance of breath in you. You have life. You are the witness of Yahshua. And this is a dismal generation. It's sad. It doesn't have the Shimcha of Almighty Yah the Gidah. It doesn't possess that. That's why you ought to serve Yahweh that way. For the abundance, not for the sparsely or the sparity, but for the abundance of all things. I look at that obituary every day. I don't read the obituaries. I kind of scatter that and I say, wow, that's me there, my age. I see them at 17, 18, 19, 20, 10, 5. It's a dumb generation, it's ignorant. I wonder how many of you all have thought about the little child that Yah, he said, precious in my sight. You don't even think about things like that. That are so far removed from your minds. Those graves are there. Never! You're not even cognizant of it. You can say what you want to, hypocrites. I know this generation, the way we think. That's why I serve Yah with gladness for the abundance of all things. When I get up and walk in the morning, man, I bless Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see pictures of little children, men there in Zimbabwe and Nigeria in poverty and stinky, haven't had a bath. They land, no crutches, no wheelchair. And you, this damnable, wicked Laodicea nation here. And I see the putrefied stench. I look at things like that and it my. Little children, I was looking at pictures of their little bones, their ribs sticking to their bellies and everything, no clothes on or nothing. The little defecation run out of them just like water. What they eat just goes, just like you pissing. No tissue, nothing. Haven't bathed in months. And I'm not going to come before the presence of my Abba with joy, Shemha, and with Tom, you hypocrites. Hallelujah. You're all full of hypocrisy. He said, because you're lukewarm, don't forget what I preach, I'm going to spew you out. This is a lukewarm generation. You're lukewarm. I'm just telling you, you're lukewarm. You don't have no hotness or you don't have no coldness. Hallelujah. At least when one is cold, if you played sports, and I did, the coach knew when you come off the bench, you had to, when I played high school basketball, I was a starting number two because I could shoot the ball. Now, that was time because we were losing, though. Coach, he was ignorant. He will pull me out because I may shoot two or three times, a shot not on, and then I'm worried because he's going to pull me out. And then we pull you out, it's almost difficult to get back into the groove. You can't flow with it. You got to get out there, and once you get hot, nobody will stop you. I don't care when you get to the ball, just give me the ball, just put it in my hands, and I will bomb it, boom. He said, because you're neither cold nor hot, and because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out. When someone is lukewarm, you have no conscience of your condition, and you will not identify the state of your mind and the state of your being, and they say, that's me, Yahweh. You sent that word to me. That's your voice, yeah. He said, because you have not served me with shimcha, with joy. Some of y'all get excited about some wicked one, don't you? Let some of y'all see your wicked daughter, sons, and watch even the expression. Oh, hi. In your presence, that's where I belong. I belong in the presence of Yah. Well, what would you do if you saw your natural sister? Look at the heifer. What's wrong with you, David? No. But what's wrong with you, my friend? Nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you? See, that's the way I respond. Hallelujah. You're all getting over quiet, aren't you? Because y'all expose your wickedness. No, I don't smile. See, that's a time to smile and a time not to smile. Some of y'all like to grin and smile all the time. It's a time not to grin and smile at time. Time to be sober and serious in your conscience. Hallelujah. I don't smile with the wicked. Or they're Mike and folks are just wicked. Sure they are. So if I saw them, I just look at them. Man, how you doing? Huh? How you doing? Some other day wanted to shake my hand. I didn't shake his hand. I need you to pray for my uncle. I said, nah. I said, ain't your uncle that needs prayers? You that he needs to work with. Nah, that man, his mind is bad. He walks up to me with his hands out. I didn't. Nah. Lay hands suddenly on no man. You just don't. You don't give me a hand. Hallelujah. I know truth. I know what the word of Yah says. All for quiet. Exposes your sins and your wickedness. He said, because you have not served Yahweh with joy and gladness of laugh, your mind is so abundantly blessed and refreshed. It's almost like a little child. And I use that example now. I don't care what some of you all say. I use it. I think about Deacon Horn's little daughter, little Sarah. And it's just something about a little spirit. I don't care what you all say. You don't get upset with me all you want to. It's a beautiful little thing, told her my brother. And the spirit of her ecstasy of joy, regardless of what it is, hallelujah. And that's the way we ought to be like. We need to set that little child up here. She said the other day, she was sitting back there eating. And she hollers out with everybody's quiet, Josiah! Calling Josiah. Now, don't tell me that you that heard that were not amused at that. You know, look, this is a corrupt generation. It is just wicked as hell. Because it doesn't have the light. It is the spirit of Laodicea. It doesn't have the light to understand the significance of all things. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that are undefiled and unbelieving, there is nothing pure. Nothing at all. She's one little child that you really hasn't. You haven't heard cry like many little children. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. Isn't that amazing? Because it's not me or mine. The scripture tells us to think highly of our brothers and sisters. Doesn't it say that? You're wicked people. You're wicked as hell. I'm just telling you that. You're wicked as hell. Well, what about mine? What about yours? Is that not yours? Is that not of your house? This is how stupid you all are. We're stupid people. We're envious and wicked. We are stupid, wicked people. Well, what about me? Well, that's why Yah's talking to you. He's telling you your sins. We think very highly of those that are ours. It is the truth. But we don't think very highly of others. It reminds me of my damn wicked mother, my damn wicked aunt. I say it that way. If one were wicked, when my mother would say, oh, my boy, he's doing this and that, he's doing this and that. And then my aunt, it was almost like, And so when my aunt had something, about, oh, you know, Jimmy did this and Robin did this. And my mother would say, You hypocrites, you do the same thing. So there was no complimentary type of attitude toward one another. They almost relish in one. Your kin folks are the same way. The ones that think they're better than others, I got my house. Oh, Billy, he lives out here on Highway 9. And that's where he said, you ought to see his house. That's the way your kid folks think, the same way. Oh, my daughters are doing well, honey. She's in college. Oh, I got one. She's a sergeant in the Marines. Oh, my son. Oh, he's doing. Damn hypocrites. I rejoice in the strength of Israel, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We are one in Haruah. We are one. We are Ikad in Haruah. We are one. We should be one. So when one is esteemed, we all rejoice. But one is debased, then we all are debased. But you're so corrupt. You have your own identity and you got your own. See, I wouldn't trust you in the midst of a battle. Hallelujah. Gideon, he knew exactly ones. Y'all say, them the ones. Take them 300. You don't need nobody else. That's all you need. Scripture says he was a mighty man. Not only, but his Abba was a mighty man. Hallelujah. And so we see that Ruah, even among one another, then we ought to say, well, what is she doing to get that? But that's not how we respond. We become indignant because we're wicked. We get offended because one does things that are right. We become jealous. We began to hate one because they will do what Scripture says. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to serve my Abba with Shimcha, joy, Shimcha. And I'm going to serve him with tough pleasure. For what? For the abundance. He's given me so much. My hands wiggle. Hallelujah. I said to my wife last night, because my pectoral muscle here, sometimes it draws and it just... Of course, most of y'all get afraid behind that, think you're having a heart attack. Well, that's the muscle. It's not that thing underneath there, all right? Hallelujah. And I said to her, if I just lay your hand on it, you can feel that thing. Just contracts like that. Hallelujah. And for him to even give me my limbs for the abundance of his riches, I can chew, I can taste the palate of food. My feet, I can walk. Hallelujah. For the abundance. That's why I sing to him. For the abundance. For I don't feel like singing. I still sing. I don't care what my attitude is. I still do it. Hallelujah. You know what? If I don't do it, then you always say, what's wrong with him? When we first came here, Brother Dale was living here at that time. It was a few of us. But old Martin was living here. Brother Dale, you may have gone out to work that morning. And so every morning I've always spoken to the people in the dining hall. And it was something that Martin said to me. We had a little altercation. And so that morning, I did not even open my mouth. I just went in the dining hall. I did not speak. I was quiet. And of course, he looked at his wife. I'm watching them. I did that for purpose. I knew what I was doing. I did it to draw that out. He looks at her. He looks at me like, See there? See? I told you. Same thing that I do with someone else. And then I just waited about 10, 15 minutes. I said to them, now I came in here this way for a purpose. I remember doing that. I said, that was a purpose behind me coming in here this way. As Bishop Banks would always tell us, the way you start out, you just better maintain that course. And there's some of you, you better maintain it. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. So I know that if I serve him, he says, because you will not serve me with joy. He said, these curses shall come upon you. Not only you, but they're going to overtake your children forever. Because you will not worship and serve Yah with the gladness of heart. Therefore, verse 48. He said, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yah shall send against you in hunger. This is a generation that hungers. There will be a thirst and a hunger. But it will not be for bread as a famine. But for the hearing of the word of Yah, isn't it? He's going to serve them with hunger and thirst and in arum. You're going to serve them in nakedness. You will have no covering at all. And in want of what? Some things? Of all things or some things? Now, did he not say in the verse above that, for you did not worship Yah, you did not come before him with joy and gladness for the abundance of all things? See, when one has the abundance of all things, and because you will not worship Yah that way, and that is what Laodicea is doing now, it will not bless Yah for the abundance of all things. Did Hamashiach tell us in all things to give Torah? In all things to give Torah? And we don't give Torah unto Yah. Well, that's my son, give Torah. Thank you, Yah. We go the way of hell, Torah Yah. He means what he says. Hallelujah. He said, you will be in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron on your neck. This generation is yoked down. It is yoked down with a yoke of iron. They can't even express their love to their children, their husband. There are women today that they're under such yokes of bondage. They don't even know how to express love. There are men that don't even know how to express love. Man, you go to hell, and I say that. I don't care what your childhood was like. I don't care, woman, what you went through. My mother will whip the hell. She will make me take off my shirt. And I love my mother. And she will beat me with a drop cord. The woman would do me like that. She never did any of them. None of them. None of them. Not my youngest brother. Not any of them. It was the vengefulness the way she beat me. Vengefulness. She'd take it off. I mean, for infractions, I didn't deserve that. It was not that I was a pedophile kid. I was not robbing things. When I stole for the wealth of the family. We didn't have food. Now at a young age, I realized our complications. She would make me take my shirt off, take it off. And her anger and her hostility. She would beat me with a drop cord. That was so vicious. But that has not demented my mind. I'm not dysfunctional. I didn't go out raping women. Did I have to go out and try to find some young gal to sleep with? That did not make me dysfunctional. So you damn them excuses, you're a liar. I don't care what the excuse is. You without excusing at all. Got quiet, huh? Some of you hypocrites use that for an excuse. You don't understand. Yeah, I understand. That's why he said Yeshua. You have no excuse. You use it all you want to. Hallelujah. I'm not dysfunctional. Not one bit at all. Mm-mm. Not one bit. I would never do my child like that. I would never beat my child like that. Nah. I would do just what the scripture says. I'll take a rod, whip his backside. Hallelujah. And sometimes I give, Nathan, I have to bust his butt. It makes it more than mama says, anyone says. And there are times when old brother Nathan, he's the type, he say, Pastor Robert, yes, sir. I was wrong in what I did. I was just wrong. Yes, sir, I was wrong. Well, of course, when he talks like that, it breaks me. It really does. And I say, how do I spank this boy? I can't do that. I say, how do I do that? But then I can't spare him. Because he's done 15, 20 things before I get him. That's the truth. And so I will say to him, I will say, Nathan, you know how many licks I gave you? He said, I don't know, Pastor. Well, it sure hurt. I said, 10 for the hurt. But I said, son, I gave you 7 instead of 10. I usually give you 10. When you do things, when it adds all up, I give you 10. I said, I only give you 7 today. And I kind of withheld the stroke, too. Because when I put it to the throttle, boy, it would drop him down to his knees. You understand? And even with us, Yahweh, he sometimes withhold the throttle of his stroke. His mercies are renewed every day. Hallelujah. He continues to refresh his mercies and his kindness toward Israel. He said, and for the abundance of the things I've granted you, why would you not worship me and love me and have a joyfulness? Why would you not be glad? I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of Yahweh. You're not even glad for that. Some of you slumber in your slothfulness. I'm glad to come to Yah's house. Always. I may not feel like preaching, and many times I don't. But I will speak as the fire of His word burns down in my belly. I will speak. I will speak to Israel and tell them what Yah commands. He says, in hunger and thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and He shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck, that you, until He have shamed or destroyed, annihilated, devastated you. He said, you're going to serve your master in your nakedness. Your nakedness shall be exposed. You will know that you have no covering. Because the yoke of Yahshua is easy, isn't it? And the burden of Yahweh is light. This world is burdened down. It is under such heavy yokes that they're ulcerated and their minds, they're depressed and they're oppressed. You got children that the world oppressed them. Young boys that cannot operate in this corrupt world because they're under such pressure. Young girls that are pressured to be whores and to give themselves over unto whoredom and act a certain way. These whorehouses that raise them up, that if they don't have what we call goods and much, then they are not walking and what they call the blessings of the prosperity of Yah. These are not the prosperities or the blessings of Almighty Yahweh. The riches of Yahweh causes no sorrow. In other words, these folks are in great sorrow. Their homes are sorrowful. Their wives and their children, their homes, there's an environment of sorrow, not of a great blessing. The riches of Yah add no sorrows at all to Israel. The Yeshua brings about the fullness of His Shimcha, His gladness, His joy. It brings Tefirath. It brings, as we say, Kapol Kopat unto Yah. Brings honor. So you step into Yah's house, that's what Laodicea does. It comes like you come. Now, but the house of Yah, Yisrael, when they come with singing. Because they always have a song in their left for Yahweh. They come with the beauty of praises. Because they have the breath and the life of Yahshua in them. They have the breath. So when you walk in the house, He breathes on you. On true Israel, breathe on me, Yah. When He breathes on you, He calls you to come alive. Hallelujah. And when one is alive, we know the breath of Yah brings about animation. And that animation is a worship unto Yah, praise. It is an exaltation of the mighty one of Israel. It esteems Him, it exalts Him, it lifts Him up. That's what it does, but not in the whole house of Laodicea. Because they boast that we have much, we're richer, we have an abundance, and we have no need of no direction. We have no need of Torah, we have no need of anyone to instruct us, we don't need no preacher. And Yah has called, He has chosen the foolishness of preaching, or to save them by the foolishness of preaching, those that believe. He has chosen that mythology. It is not your mythology, but it is the mythology of Yahweh that He has chosen, a man to look stupid and just foolish to declare unto you His truth. You know, the motivational speakers, they get worse than preachers. They parade on the stages. You ought to have. You ought to have what your heart wants. That's how they talk. What's his name? He was one of the most sought after motivational speakers. What's his name? Les, what's his name? Les Brown. Oh, Les Brown could lay it on. What do you think a motivational speaker has? What does he has, or she? It's not that they have accomplished anything. They just have their voice. They just talk. And people are inspired by their words. Oh, Les Brown, boy, he could lay it out. He walked around that stage like a preacher. And when he come to town, everybody wanted to hear Les Brown. Les Brown was the man in his zenith of his time. Back then, he was getting $25,000, $40,000. Just motivating folks. And he didn't get up there and says, well, I want to talk to you all about... Been motivated. How many of you are motivated today? That didn't inspire no one. Unless Brown, will he get up there? I want to tell you all something. I got something for you all. You're more than what you think. You really are. Come on. And you will see the frenzy of the people. Ah, yes, I'm more than what I... So Yah says to Israel, I'm more than you need, and I'm more than you think that I am. And that ought to cause us to cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, worship me for the abundance. Laodicea says, I don't have no need of your abundance. I don't need Emunah. I don't need the riches of Yah. I don't need the strength of Yahshua. I got it. He said, you're poor, you're naked, you're miserable. You're fool. You're fool, man. You missed it. You missed it much. He said, you're miserable. You are wretched. And you're naked, Arom. You have no cloak. It's one thing that Yah did when sin revealed the corruption of man. He made them clothing. And he put clothing on them. He covered them that the nakedness of their shame would not appear. And when you are naked, there is no shame at all. We're not ashamed to defy Yah. We're not ashamed to defy His authority. We're not ashamed to defy the order of His house. There's an order to worship. And you cannot worship Yah in your pompous, pious way. You got to come the way He commands you. When He tells us how to come. Rejoicing with Toda. Toda ya. Toda ya. Toda ya. Toda ya for the dumb of Yahshua. Toda ya. Toda ya. Toda ya. Toda ya for the blood of Yahshua. Yes. I like making up those songs. I just sing what my love loves. I bless my Abba. I do. He says, I want to close in a few verses. Yah says here, listen to this. He says here, in Yeshaya, Isaiah. Now he speaks unto Israel, this house of whoredom and wickedness. And Yah says, I'm going to bring Mishpatim, judgment from Babylon. And through the Medo-Persians, I'm going to bring this upon you because of your blatant rebelliousness against me. And this is Laodicea. We have riches and much. And we have no need of anything. He says here in Yeshaya 47. I want to read one verse. Yah says to Israel, your nakedness, your arom, shall be uncovered. Yes. Yes, it will be. Your shame shall be seen. And Yahweh said, I will take vengeance. And I will not meet you as a man. Do you all hear that? He said, I'm not going to meet you like a man. I'm going to meet you as the Most High. I'm going to meet you as the one that created you. I'm going to meet you as the one that has all power and all authority. He said, your vow, Arom, your nakedness, and Yah is going to meet this whole America, not as a man. Why? Because a woman can always seduce a man, can she not? Sure she can. Her power, the strength of her ability of persuasion is in her voice as she speaks unto a man. As the way she, her Octavia, her voice, the way she alters her voice. Well, even when a man is crazy, if a woman speaks in a way, you'll be surprised how it soothes him and how it takes advantage of the man. See what the world has taught you? You respond like him. No, woman. Even your quietness and the beauty of that. He may be arguing like a fool, but he's just arguing against himself until the shame appears upon him. He knows he's ashamed. He may not tell you that, but he knows it's the truth. So y'all say, I'm not going to meet you like a man because you're a woman. If I meet you that way, then your tears and your crying will alter what I will, how I will deal with you. He said, I'm going to meet you like the Creator. Man, I want Yahweh to meet me like he's my Abba. Come on, you are watching here, your children. You've shown them much mercy, haven't you? I want him to meet me that way. I want him to meet me as my Abba. I don't want him to meet me not like a man. Or meet me like his Most High. I want him to meet me that way as my Abba. He said, I'm not going to meet you that way because of your nakedness, your aroma. Yeshua said that you are naked, you're miserable, and you are wicked, is what you are. Laodicea, that's the spirit of this assembly. It's wicked, it's miserable. It's dull, it's poor. It has no strength. It has no maturity, no willingness to pray. We really don't want to pray, do we? Say, help me, Yahweh. Come on, say, help me. There ain't no drive for you to do that. You can sit here like a hypocrite all you want to. They ain't no pressing you for that. When I finish up this message on next week, y'all's will, I promise. That I will show us. We like to think very highly of ourselves and think that we're something that we're really not. It's almost it's an illusion, isn't it? It's almost like a man putting on a superficial outfit, and he really thinks that the outfit makes him that gives him strength. Putting on your Superman cape. A woman dressing up with some high heel shoes, and she looks like a mess. The man too. She really thinks she's holding something, and she's not holding anything at all. It gives this false illusion, doesn't it? So we look through the mirror today of Yahweh, not darkly. This mirror is clear. You can see yourself. You can see the bulges. You can see the fat. You can see every corruption, every sin that has overtaken you and in your thought and your mind that controls you. You can see all that. Sure you can. And we just don't like sometimes what the mirror says, do we? But the mirror is reflecting what's there, isn't it? You never put on something and say, boy, this don't look. Something wrong with that. No, it's not something wrong with that. It's just how you look in it. Hallelujah. You'll put on something, you turn to the side and say, man, this thing has gotten too small. No, that hasn't got too small. It just doesn't look right on me. Now the mirror is reflecting what is actually there. It's showing you just what's there. Come on. You can say what you want to. It's showing you what's there. If it's not there, it will not show you that. And what the mirror actually does, it amplifies it. It's almost like camera, television. Most people, what it does, it actually amplifies what one really looks like. And so that's what this reflection of Yahshua shows us. What we really are, what we look like, and what's actually in us. It shows us that. Why is Laodicea in the condition? Because we reject, we despise Yahweh's truth. Hear this. I'm going to close from this verse. Hallelujah. It says in Lamentation chapter 1, verse 8. Hallelujah. It says here that as Yah points out to us, and he did to Jeremiah, the state of Jerusalem. And he shows us what is the just recompense for sin. Lamentations 1, 8. He said, Jerusalem has grievously sinned. Therefore she has been removed. All that honor her despise her because they have seen her nakedness. Now that's what he's saying. Now before the eyes were not uncovered. They cannot see her filthiness. And all of a sudden they see her and they see how naked a robe. She has no covering. Her nakedness reveals all this ugliness of her body. You know, that's why people in the world and the wickedness, you like for the lights to be out. They turn the lights out, told her, my brother. This is a generation that is full of hypocrisy, that doesn't realize what it has done. And so in the world, we want all the lights out. And then there are times that when the light is on, you see what you got, you know how sick you really are. Hallelujah. That's the truth. The light reveals things, doesn't it? You don't want one of those kind of lights that amplifies everything. You put your face up and say, ah, see everything. See every little crack. Man, I didn't know that was there. That's what Yahshua does. He's a light. He reveals everything. He shows you everything. And of course, the light in the midst of your whoredom and your sins, when you turn the light on, the man think he got something, and he realized, And she thought she had found something that night. And when the light's on, she realized, what a mess. And because of your drunkenness, of your lust, and when the lust of the lust veil is pulled from over your eyes, you say, man, what in the world did I get myself into? Hallelujah, it's the truth. Just a flat out truth. They had grievously sinned, therefore you have been removed. And all that honor you because they have seen your nakedness. Nakedness, yes. She sighed. She groaned in pain of grief. That's what when one sighs. Well, look at that. They've seen your nakedness. And your nakedness doesn't look well. And Yahweh is exposing our nakedness. It doesn't even look well to you, little Dikia. No, your nakedness doesn't. When he shows you what you are, it doesn't look well. That's why when you turn to someone, you rather turn to someone that's almost equal to you. Birds of the same feather flock together. They like those that are of the same spiritual state they are. Now, when you turn to someone that you think has a little more, you get a little intimidated. That's the truth. What not me? You tell me you went on a job and your supervisor, your boss man, he walks in. You tell me that there's not a sense of reverence there, honor? Sure there is. You're flat out lying if you say it's not. You feel a little intimidated. He says, your nakedness, they sigh and they groan and they turn back. Why? Her filthiness is in her shul. It's in her skirt. Are these little whores, are they coming in these places with the filthiness in their skirt? Her filthiness is in her skirt. She remembered not her last end, therefore her collapse was awesome. She's coming down. And she had many comforters. She had how many comforters? Yahshua said he cannot leave us comfortless. He will pray to the Abba and he will send us what? Another comforter. To comfort what he's put in us. So her filthiness is in her skirt, her shul. The way she dressed. They dress like dogs, they whores, Jezebels. O Yahweh, behold my affliction. For the enemy has magnified himself. Does not the mirror magnify what you are? That's what the truth of Yahweh does. It magnifies what we are. It is one thing that Shirach tells us, the wisdom of Shirach. It says, the essentials of life are water and bread. That's the essential. Having food and raiment, that would be content. The essentials of life is having water and bread, and clothing and a house to cover one's nakedness. We need to be in the house of Yah. And David, in all of his sin, he was glad when they said, let us go into the bayit of Yahweh. Because that house covered his nakedness. It covered his sins. And we ought to cover one another's nakedness. Not covet. We cover the sin or the nakedness of one another. The essential of your life today is the bread, Yahshua, and the living water that flows from Hashemiah. And the bayit and the fellowship of Yahweh in Yahshua, whereby your nakedness will be covered. As he covered the nakedness of Adam and Shavah, he will take the cloak, the righteous Sadiqah Torah of Yeshua, and that shall cover us. So we need to be covered. Leotasia, Leotekia is naked. Yisrael is covered. Miyah Shalom Shabbat you today. This Ru'ah rests upon us all. Mashlomka to you all that are listening. May the health, the riches of Yah rest upon you all as well. We do pray that Deacon Horn and those that are there in Newport News, Virginia, that he has enriched them today. I know he has and blessed them with the preaching. The young brothers who go on to strengthen them because they have a young brother there. He's about Deacon Horn's age. And I thought that would be a blessing for him to go there to strengthen the young man. Hallelujah. That he would be strengthened. And even with that, they have begun to make radical changes in their lives. I will pick this up on the Shabbat. Yah's will, if not this one, the next one. Because he's put something in my left for next Shabbat. I thought I would have this finished. I may finish it on Wednesday. It depends. No. Don't forget now, Wednesday Eve at sundown, it begins the Feast of Trumpets. All right? Hallelujah. Service on Wednesday evening as we do. But the more of them of Yah, they're very vital and they're very important for us. They're a shadow and types of what is to come. And it is a time that we come together and bless Him. And then 10 days after that, it is Atonement. One of the most important feast days of all. It was the atonement for our sins. Yeshua is the atonement of Israel. And I bless Him. I bless Yah for the fullness of His knowledge. The world celebrates everything. You know what my wife said to me yesterday? And all last week, I was thinking, I said, Sister Robert, she'll turn 51 next week. Every day almost. And that's the truth. So about noon yesterday, 1, 2, she said, Pastor Robert, did you forget I turned 51 today? I said, Sister, it didn't even. I knew it was a 7. I said, oh, God, I'm telling you the truth. I forgot. And last week I thought about it. I said, oh, you'll be 51. I said, okay. I forgot. But I will not forget Wednesday evening. Nah, I won't forget that. I'd rather forget that. Hallelujah. Than to forget that. And people will go out of their ways for anniversary and children birthdays and all of that. And you watch them act silly. They get balloons and they will act just fruity nutty. That is the truth. Anniversaries and all that. When it comes to Yah, they're not mindful of His moedim. And His feast days are very important to Him. I'm telling you. And the other world tells us they're very valuable. He said throughout every generation, to all generations, that we remember this. Not as some kind of token thing. It's not about ritualism and rituals. It's about what Yah commands, Yisrael. And we're going to do what He commands. As we come to the knowledge of the truth, I don't care what it is. If Yah wish you don't eat butter, I won't eat it. But He hasn't told us that. Now don't be silly, okay? I'm using that as an analogy. If He tells me not to drink water, I won't drink it. But I know He's not telling me that. Because we need water. My body needs water. Hallelujah. I know I do. You may not like water, but I like water. I was painting other night, and I feel funny. Well, I hadn't drank the amount of water I should have that day. I said, man. Of course, no soda pop going to do it. Don't want that. No juice. Water. And I grabbed me a glass of water. I had to really sit down. I wasn't feeling right. Of course, I guzzled that down and got me some more, and I was all right after that. Because my body had dehydrated. It took about 10, 15 minutes before the kind of began the process of rehydration. And so many times we don't feel the way we need to feel because we don't like water. You need to drink water. I'm telling you, you need to drink water. It flushes you, it cleanses you. You need to drink, not the soda. Every last one, you that are listening as well, every last one, you should never drink another soda. That's just the truth. Don't drink that trash. It's not best for us, brothers and sisters. Come on, just drink some water. You're going to think just because of pure juice or something like that. That's just the truth. That's for me and everyone. Come on. If there's one thing that's causing the weight problem in America, it is this thing, the corn syrup and these commodities they're buying, and they're not even proven. The syrup and what they're putting in these sodas and drinks, that's what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. It is causing more problems. I tell you what, don't drink them for a month or something like that and see how your whole body, it changes your whole body. And that is the truth. You all have to believe me. I study a lot of things. I don't sit there and waste time, brothers and sisters. I study the Word of Yah more than anything. I really do. I study the Word. I do. I got tons of messages that I can preach. I will probably never preach. Yah maybe just make me study that for my own learning, my own need to help advance this. We began to do things like that. You began to eliminate that and let your body begin to flush itself the way Yah intended for. Just begin to drink water. You got to have soda with everything. Something sweet. Told him, my brother. That's just the truth. When you got to have something sweet all the time, you know your body's not functioning right, brothers and sisters. Come on. That's what the body does, turn things into sugar. So you have energy. That's what gives you energy. You all get quiet on me, it's just the truth. Come on. I'll tell you these things to help us. Quit drinking the trash. Don't drink any the whole month. Hallelujah. Even when I would buy them, I was very reluctant to do it. Because I say, well, the people think that. I don't care what you think. I won't ever do anything like that again. Hallelujah. You get it one because I buy it. Not for this house. Hallelujah. I don't mind the tea. And once a week, that's all right. It's sweet. and cold. I like that part. I do. We need to be conscious of our health so we can help each other. We can help each other. What's wrong with that, brothers and sisters? If someone tells you something that's going to help you, don't be so easily offended. Get your little small feelings off your shoulder. Someone tell you something, quit being childlike. Even the kids don't act like us. They will. Look, she told me, Hannah told me this morning, she said, Pastor Rob, Bethany shut my lips in the door. I said, man, that one, I didn't figure how did she get that one. Maybe she shut her lips against the door. I say, what? Pastor Rob, what happened? This and that. I'm trying to figure how did she get her lips in the door that she shut it. Now, that's the thing I'm trying to figure out. I said, how do you do that one? I can't figure out how she did that one now. Maybe she shut her lips against the door. Now, that one, I said, she shut your lips in the door? Yes, sir, she shut my lips. Whoa, now that's a tough one there. I'm not going to even try to figure that one out. Hallelujah. But even though she shut her lips in the door, they were still friends. And they went from there. Someone tells us something that we take it offensive. Well, you got to have offense to be able to battle against the defense. You got to have someone offensive to you so you can defend yourself against your own self. Hallelujah. You know, when I played sports in school, especially basketball, I was tenacious in defense. Now, even though I was an excellent, I was a good athlete. I could shoot that basketball. I could shoot now. That I could do. I could not be a point guard. I don't know why. I've always been able to dribble, but not like Brother Dale. I just couldn't dribble that ball. Like, I can dribble. I can hold on to the ball. But I was a tight ball player. I had to play off the ball. There are ball players that can play with the ball. I needed to play off the ball. Set me a pick. Let me run. Get me the ball in my spot, and I would knock it down every time. But the key to a tremendous offense is a tenacious defense. Everything flows from the defense. So you got to be tenacious on defense. And even in my days around here, I was tenacious in defense. I didn't care who I checked. Love defense. Because I knew defense always produced offense. Hallelujah. So if you receive those remarks that will not defend you, then you can begin to go on the offense against yourself. Our biggest problem is not, Sister Robert, this is not my problem, it's me. I'm not going to blame that on her. That's cowardly. That's a chicken man, and she's a chicken woman. Your problem is not husband, wife, Chando. It's you. You look in that mirror, you don't see no husband or wife. You see you. Huh? Is that who you see? All right, you're the problem. Ain't nobody else. Your excuse is to blame someone else. She did that. And if she didn't do that, well, you know the brother, you know Pastor Robert, he didn't have to say it like that. Well, it got you moved because I said it like that. You're your own problem. You're your own worst enemy. Hallelujah. It's not your neighbor that doesn't make you drink water. It's not your neighbor that tell you to throw them cookies out. Y'all get quiet. Come on. Hallelujah. Get ourselves clean out. We won't have to have all that trash. That's what we need to do. Begin to eat properly and right. Hallelujah. You eat right, you begin to see some changes. I see this sister right here. I said to my wife, I wonder what she's doing. She walks out there. Oh, Big Daddy, huh? Big Daddy and I, we're going to have to do something. Come on, big man. Hallelujah. I don't care what you do. You just begin to reduce your food intake. I don't care what you say. You don't even have to exercise. You reduce your food intake. You will see a change. I don't care what any of y'all say. You'll get upset when I just say it. Just reduce your food intake. Period. You don't have to get out there and run no mile. You just do not. But you just can't always be eating all the time. Night, cookies, and everything you see. Because the more you eat, believe me, and I'm a man, I can put it down. I can. The more you want. That's the truth. I like steak too. We're going to butcher this cow this week because I'm going to make some sausages for Tabernacle. Hallelujah. It'll be right too. Already got myself to make it. Everything. Make about 150 pounds. Sausage. Nice, hot. Some mild. Some sweet. Mint. It's going to be nice. Now I'm going to do this. I don't want scissors. Me. Dave.
I'm going to do that. I don't need no help. Don't need shit. Me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. No, not I'm going to. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless the people of Yah. Make us some sausage. Hallelujah. We just begin to reduce what we eat a little bit. You don't have to do it. You just eat a little. Quit trying to miss the breakfast in the morning. Eat a little breakfast. Give you the energy to do what you need to do, see? And you won't be so hungry. Because you tend to be a little hungry, you tend to overdo it. And that's just the truth. I tell this, Lord, I hate it, but that fish, you bring me so much. I have fish for the next day, but I love fish. Especially bass. When she bring, that's my weakness. That's right. I love bass. I mean, bass. I love bass. Bass. I love it. It's right, says Rivanda. I know what she does when she fries the pastor over. It's right. I like it seasoned right. It's just right. And I can sit there. The only thing that makes me feel ashamed, I look at Brother Allen here, put two pieces. I say, man, I feel like a pig here. Make five pieces. And try to squeeze down the sixth one. Then I got six more pieces at home. Well, Martin said, yeah, I'm going home to eat. We got fish. Yeah, I'm going to eat. Well, I said, man, don't do that. I got five, six pieces over there. Well, I just do it light. I get me through these pieces. I don't have to be warm or nothing. I can eat it like that, cold. I don't have to warm it up. Just, boom. I don't need nothing. I don't need no bread. And I just, give me the fish. Nothing. Then I find myself 9 o'clock eating that fish. I said, man, I know that's right. Look, girl, I shouldn't have did that. Well, I said, this time. This time. Well, I find tomorrow night I'm eating the rest of it. And then usually on Friday, I have me some grits cooked and I eat the rest of it. That's just the way I do it. Hallelujah. So we have to take the blame of our own positions. Ain't no one else. We have to do that. We have to become perturbed with ourselves. Then we do something. Period. And it's not that we cannot do it. We can. Come on, Brother Pat. Come on, y'all sing my song. You that are listening wherever you are, may Yah barak you all. May He strengthen you. Bless you mightily today. We are blessed to have you all with us. The Shabbat gathering here at Yahweh's congregation. Bless you mightily today. This song is for you all as we close here at Yahweh's congregation. You can sing along with us wherever you are. Let it enrich you. Yah barak you all. Shalom. Thank you.
love become the place whereby the power of your witness of truth, Yahshua, to dwell there. We told you, you are bar for your Torah, your law, Sadiq of righteousness, that you are placed in Israel. We bless you this day. Help us all. Strengthen us all. We ask you to strengthen us all in Yahshua's name. And bless us in your breath, your covenant. Bless Israel, Jerusalem. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel declared, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.